The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we are grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once again, as a congregation, we have come before you.
Yes, Lord.
We have come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Father, we need mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We need mercy to live. Mm. We need mercy to survive. We need mercy from your throne. We need mercy to manifest you. We need mercy to manifest your grace, your power, and your authority. Even as we have come, touch our lives. Touch our lives, Lord, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Bon simme radi.
For making it possible for us to be here. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Once again, I welcome you to the fifth day of our foundational fasting and prayer. Divine alignment for our spiritual takeoff. This month is repentance, denouncing, and alignment. And the theme on which we have been praying is breaking into my breaker year. So the same theme to the media is the same scriptures. Except that the additional I used yesterday, we are using it again today. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles 12, 32. And of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. Their chiefs were 200. And all their king's men were at their command. When I lived with my grandmother, my grandmother was first a fetish priestess. With my grandfather.
My
mother's side. As for my father's side, I never saw any of them. But one thing I realized with my maternal grandmother was that she knows the little things about idols. You don't do this. You do this. And the times that things should be done. It was when I became born again that it became so amazing to me. Knowing and understanding your times. It's very, very important. God has a universal time for all of us. For the whole world. But then, he has a corporate time also for the church. Then after that, the corporate time, he has individual time, personal time. You see, Christianity is becoming almost unattractive and irrelevant.
It's
become It is because Christianity is beginning to follow the world system. Right now, it's just good that we acknowledge people who are online, people who are on Facebook, if there is any, people who are on Podbean, people who are on Telegram. It's just nice that we congratulate you for coming. So, but why should we have to congratulate you for coming? You who need God. Who should congratulate you and thank you for coming? You who rather need God. But you see, by the world system, we have to, because we need your offering. If we don't do that, you get angry, you will not give offering. If we don't do that, next time you will not come, the place will be empty. So you see why God is not moving? Why should I thank people for being on
Facebook and Podbean? So
you who rather need God, you who rather should thank God for helping you to come online. But because the world system has entered into the church. So if we don't thank you, you will not come. You will not give offering. So we have to use some ways to make you happy. So that you are always coming. Even the time that we close, we should make sure that we close early so that next time you will come.
Why?
Because of your offering. You see why God is not moving in our midst? It is not bad. There is nothing bad to say thank you for coming. It's just to encourage you. It's just to show you that you are appreciated. It's not bad at all. It's not bad to welcome you. But you know, it is not necessary. Because you need God.
In fact,
he doesn't need you. You need
him. No,
I was telling somebody, nothing of yours will add anything to God or subtract anything out of God.
Look,
who he is. Nothing of yours
will
add anything or subtract anything from
you.
In the Old Testament, they rather beg God to accept our sacrifice. Today, the altar is rather begging people to bring. What is your time as you are sitting there? 2024. What has God specifically spoken to you? What is God telling you? Today is
fearful.
Look, begin to see January as December. I am telling you, by the time our eyes will blink like this,
when
we are celebrating Easter. The next time it will blink like this. We are in June. The next time it will blink like this. Christmas. Christmas sound is appearing. Is it today? I was driving with you when I said has anything changed? Were you the one?
Yes.
When we went to Asylum Down?
Yes, please.
That, Ralex, look. 2024, what has changed? Has the weather changed? Have you ever woken up from your bed and you see it written in the atmosphere 2024? Have you ever seen that the sun 2024, the sun decided to come from the north?
And the one who said,
look, nothing has changed. You must cause a change.
You
must change the way you think. The way you talk. You must decide that this year I want to see a change. So what should I drop? What should I bring on board? The change you want, it should start with you. But then spiritually too, God has a program. So you must steal your spirit to know the program. That is why we are here. You're being here, you are not here for me. For the person sitting by you. In fact, one of the days, as we were coming,
see if ever know.
I didn't even ask, are you coming?
When
I was past, say, oh, so you are not asking me whether I'm coming. I say, 2024. Everybody for himself. And God for us all. And she said, but the Bible said that we should be one another's keeper. Oh, I
say,
oh, yes, we are one another's keeper. But you know what we are doing? I am not going to ask whether you are going. No. Because the Bible said that two will be sleeping on the bed. Don't sit down. And say, my husband, who is called husband? My wife. What is wife?
Then your yere.
Husband, wife.
Oh, yere okuno. And then okuno na your yere.
So husband can so annoy you.
Okuno besi mama wonderful.
Husband can do something so much.
Oh, okuno besi ma ye bibi ama.
So you are so angry and bitter and whatever.
Okuno besi na we just aya wiyama.
So. It changes your prayer life. It changes something about you. Wife can do something. And it will so much pinch you. My God. There is nothing she can do. That will change anything about my relationship with God. There is nothing I can do that will change anything about you. See, that's what shows where your heart is. Who, human being? Human being? Even pastor. Today pastors are failing.
And then they are suffering. Hey, more.
You hear all kinds of things about pastors.
Yes, in 1986,
is it 86 or 87? When Jimmy Swagger fell,
Jimmy Swagger, 500,000
members left him. 500,000. Why should I pray that they didn't stop worshiping God? When you find out
I
am living immoral life. I am beginning to teach and preach doctrines of demons. My way of life is going to lead you to hell. My way of life will not help you.
Please
find another place to attend. But don't say because of my way of life, you will not worship God. Because I am not God. I'm also a follower. My life is actually to inspire you. I am to be a light, a guide. But the moment you realize that I am losing my way, two things you need to do. You need to point it to me and leave it there. You need to pray for me and leave it there. And give me time. After you watch me,
now
and you realize that I am going deeper and deeper.
They say no connection.
Decide.
Now you are doing.
Like what we are hearing, you see, I told Prophet Piazza.
Okay, in my office, name, Piazza. Oh, in office.
I told him something.
It can be me, sir, no.
Things is coming to pass.
Inyama ebemo sa ampepepe.
It's coming to pass.
Ebemo.
It's coming to pass.
Ebemo.
Oh, we're coming to church. I was telling my wife something.
Yeah, but so now me can be me, sir, me here.
And what a shake-up has started in the church.
Now, I was if you say we're sorry anymore.
In America, how many of you have said of T.D. Jakes?
Why now? T.D. Jakes.
There is a shake-up going on.
Yes, sir. I was so because we're new.
A shake-up is going on.
I was so because we're new.
I was speaking to our former regional superintendent.
No, Kasachre, Yankani, Yempeni, Paodayano.
Who's very good friend?
And Adam Fopa.
He's a pastor of that church. He's pastoring
Andagi.
No, we were talking about something. He rather brought the thing. Say, hey, have you heard of this man?
I say, what's my pain car now?
I say, yes.
I say, Annie.
Once in a while, I listen to him, but I don't hear him well. So he's not the person I follow.
I say, oh, man, wait, you know, now, I don't see him.
Even though he's a great motivational, I don't follow him so much. Because I don't, I've been telling my... Sometimes when I begin to tell my wife something,
I told him,
you know, the late Bishop Eddie Long, Gladys, I bought his books. I can't read.
I don't
know how I can't read his books. Do you know that he died and it was found that he was he was a gay.
And
he died with cancer. So even though he has written,
I don't know
why I can't read.
They
are there. I can't read. Because of the spirit behind.
He's a
great man.
Motivational
speaker. But I can't understand him and then
I see on Timmy Tina a woman know a tiny guardian.
So Reverend Basie was telling me. I asked
you know so basic at him saying.
I said we were talking, say, have you heard of the why are Christians doing that?
I said I Christian Bukasa, oh yes sir.
He said, Pastor.
I said Sofo.
The thing is true.
I didn't hear no crow.
It is true.
I hear no crow.
The man is gay.
Now Papa ni a gay.
The man is a Freemason.
I am a Freemason.
Be careful who you are listening to. Be careful who you are listening. You see, when we say these things,
see, I can't say we are.
Please, grow in the spirit. Develop your spirit. Sometimes when we come to church here, praise and worship, I see people dancing here. You see, any song you raise, somebody will dance. Any song you raise, somebody will dance. But you know something? Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. But the people sitting there, they don't know.
Just
because people are clapping.
The
presence of God is not there. But you don't know. You don't know. I tell her, she's the one who hears many things. That is why we are teaching you to grow. Otherwise, church will just be like a social gathering. I am very, very spiritually sensitive. I come close to you right now. I know that you are a gossip. I know that you are this. The moment my spirit make like this, sometimes when I say, oh, you this man, you too,
I
don't understand. Maybe the person is not feeling fine. Later, you realize that what I was feeling
true.
Say, Holy Spirit. Train my spirit. Help my spirit. Say 2024. Holy Spirit. Help me not to miss my time. I cannot miss my time. Let me not miss my time. Let me not miss my season. Let me know my time, O God. Holy Spirit. 2024. Help me to know my time. Help me to know my time. Help me to know my season. Make those declarations right now.
Amen.
Do you know the greatest key to your greatness?
Do
you know the greatest key about everything about God? Who can tell me? The greatest key about anything concerning God. One key that can give you anything concerning God. One key to your greatness. Who can tell me? Obedience. Yes, you said something. Obedience. Prayer. Okay, they are all part. They are all inside that one. What? To fill the Holy Spirit. Yes. Somebody say Holy Spirit. You say Holy Spirit. Prayer. Holy Spirit. Yes. They are all under it. When you get that key. When you get that key.
When you say Safuana, Ninina will move.
They are all inside. The word of God. Yeah, they are all inside. The greatest key. The greatest key. That key will give you everything about. In fact, that key will make you greater than all the fivefold ministry. That key will make you greater than prophet. It makes you greater than pastor. In fact, when you have that key, you are indescribable. There is only one name that can describe that person. Man of God. Woman of God. Do you know that? The people who are, this term, man of God, woman of God, is a waste. Do you know that we are not using it well? Everybody who sits at the top there, they say man of God. Woman of God. Not every pastor, every prophet is a man of God. What's that key? Alignment. They are all inside. All of you are saying the right thing. Sacrifice. They are all inside.
Somebody say revelation.
Revelation. It's all inside. More to walk in his status and obey. You are almost. You came very close. Presence of God. Presence of God, the two of you, you said you caught it a little. Do you know? Let me help you.
I see a boy, you know.
Who said? Who? Fear of God is inside. What did you say?
Intimacy with God.
Intimacy. I'll give you 20 CDs. Intimacy. Look, God called Abraham my friend.
Abraham said, "Madam fool."
God called David a man after my own heart.
Friend, David said, "Obe madam akuma so."
Enoch walked with God.
Enoch concerning Yami
and he was no more because God took him away. And what did Enoch produce? The man who walked with God. His son.
Methuselah
was the oldest man that ever lived. Somebody who walked with God's son. You saw what he produced. Intimacy. Intimacy with God. You can't be described. You carry the whole image of God. You carry the whole identity of God. You can't be described as a prophet. You can't be described as a pastor. You can't be described as a... You have no description. Wherever you are, God is there. You are carrying God. Intimacy. 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 Look at those who had intimacy with God. Abraham, my friend.
Abraham, my damn fool.
So in heaven,
in your,
we have a place called Abraham's bosom.
Yeah, we have friend Abraham.
David, a man after. You see, I was teaching pastors.
No church has offered them.
And they started taking offering for me. No, if I
say, "Hey, for ready, mommy."
I asked them, "What's the meaning?"
I see. I see. Chinese say
they were talking. I said zero. Now, Mr. Kwedong, if I say I am after this yellow t-shirt, what does it mean? I am after it. I want it. When you say I am after something,
don't I want the thing?
So David, a man after my heart, what's the meaning? He wants the heart of God.
That
was why David said, as the deer panted for water, so my soul panted for thee.
Ah,
David's heart.
David Akuma
was always panting for God. It is not that God loves David more. No. But that is what we have been interpreting. David, a man after God's heart.
Oh, David, Obama, Odanya Miakumaso.
Abdel Nisvet. That's the mother of David. Abdel Nisvet. That's
David,
the
name
of the mother of David.
David, mami, di na wabono.
She taught David.
Ochetche David ba.
How to seek God.
Sen obafifye nyankopon.
Do you know why God called Abraham?
Abraham
was always seeking to know
who
the creator, because the father was an idol worshiper. Abraham's father's idol temple is about 50 meters long and wide. So you enter and ask the father. So what are these?
It's when we are dying.
Are these things the things that created the heavens and
the
earth? I want to know. Abraham started seeking God.
Abraham said, "If you me,
that was why God called him."
And you me friend, no.
David. Seeking the heart of God. That was why Jesus came out of his loins.
Into my David, so yes, to feed him,
did not walk with God.
And
what happened?
I didn't see him.
He didn't see death.
Well, who woo?
Say, my father in heaven.
2024.
I want to know you. I want to know you. Give me a heart. A heart that seeks after you, Lord. 2024. Give me a heart that seeks after you. Give me a heart that seeks after you. Give me a heart that seeks after you.
Yes, Lord. Give me a heart, O Lord. Give me a heart, give me a heart, give me a heart. A heart that seek after God. A heart that seek after God. A heart that seek after God. Give me a heart, O Lord. 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 Makadara basadere makabrane. Itelebosiade. Rakabala baba. Uriya kabrane. Itelebosiakata. Give me a heart, Lord. 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 Mangotoro bosika tala baba. Rakaba la braderi makabrande. Iya deri makabrande. Rakaba la braderi. Rakaba la braderi makabrande. Mangotoro bosika tala. Rakaba la braderi. Iya deri makabrande. Mangotoro bosika tala. Rakaba la braderi. Uriya kabraderi mama. Rakaba la baba. Uriya kabraderi mama. Iya deri makabrande. Iya deri makabrande.
Amen.
That was why David never lost a battle.
And it's not David when you could go or come with that.
Enoch never saw death.
Enoch and so well, who or who?
Abraham never lost a battle.
Abraham's when you could go or come with that.
318 men in his house.
They
faced the army of five nations
and
defeated
them.
Abraham had never said that says the Lord.
Abraham said, say never they can put that.
But in Genesis 20, verse 7, God told Abimelech,
let
the man pray for you. He is a prophet. Abraham has never said that says the Lord.
Uncle said, say never they can put that.
Let me tell you.
I mean, can't show.
When you are in the presence of God,
so when you're me anymore,
it's like God has incarnated in you.
I say, I'm in the room, I'm in your room.
You cannot be described.
They said, you ain't to me, ain't to you, Musa. Now, say,
any place you are,
baby, I will be
things are happening.
In your ACC,
even when you have not opened your mouth,
and for whom you are no poyer, no.
You can be called a prophet. When you have never said that, says the Lord.
I won't come put that said. Do you know, already said. Now, when you,
everything Abraham said,
Abraham can't even answer.
It came to pass.
Why?
Because he was carrying the identity of God.
2024. I
fear
you know now.
If you desire.
So we come back to say,
no God.
So we be who nyami paia
and walk with God.
Now we nyami anantia.
It will shock you.
Ohun be juru.
It will shock you.
Ohun be juru.
Look, battles will come.
Oku be badie.
But you win all.
Na subedi ni na sunkunim.
Do you know the battles I have won?
Oni oku anwe di sunkunim.
You have no idea.
Oni hunim diye biya.
It's like when Jesus was hanging on the cross.
I said, Jesus,
he can't describe the pain that he was going through. Because you can never understand. If you know the battles we have won, not in our own strength. Sometimes you wonder how you overcame. You wonder. How did I overcome this? Say, my Father in heaven.
Say, my Father in heaven.
2024. Let not your presence leave me.
Let not
your presence leave me. I want to stay in your presence. I want your presence to be with me. I want to walk in your presence. I want to walk in your presence.
I want to walk in your presence, Lord. I want to walk in your presence. Walk in your presence and live in your presence. I want to walk in your presence. I want to walk in your presence. I want to walk in your presence, Lord.
Swallow every battle that will come my way. Let your presence around me swallow every battle. Swallow every battle. Swallow every attack. Swallow every attack from the camp of the enemy. Swallow every weapon. Swallow every weapon. Swallow every weapon.
Let your presence swallow.
Somebody is just on WhatsApp.
Obi or WhatsApp, so
say I am feeling the prayers in my spirit.
I say, or ti impai nika wane ho ho mo.
Say my Father in heaven.
I say, my dear Osro.
2024. Let your presence make a difference. Let
my presence make a difference
in my life.
Oh, my brother, mo.
Let your presence around me.
When you might tell me why say no.
Manifest speed.
Manifest
acceleration.
Manifest
sudden happenings.
Manifest improvement.
Let your presence around me. Manifest speed. Manifest acceleration. Manifest suddenness. Let your presence cause my testimony to happen suddenly, cause new doors to open suddenly. Declare the presence of God. Let your presence of God manifest speed, manifest acceleration.
It is working. Acceleration, speed,
Amen.
I see a blue cloud here. There is blue cloud. And blue is the color of heaven. Blue, yellow, white. When you see these colors,
any pitani or
they mean a lot. You see,
the
presence of God is here. I can hear that 2024, you are not going to struggle. You are not going to struggle. The presence of God is just going to cause things to happen. Look, 2024, people are going to call you and beg you. People are going to apologize to you.
There are some wives here. Your husbands are going to apologize to you of the things they have been doing in secret. Because of the presence of God, you are not going to struggle. Because of the presence of God, acceleration, things are going to happen suddenly. Things that you are chasing, things that you are worried about, things that you never think of how they will happen. 2024, the presence of God is going to bring you from the back to the front, 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 from the back to the front. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Shali kabaranda kushkabaya. You know, the devil will do everything to knock you out of the presence of God. He will fill you with the world. He will fill you with offense. He will fill you with bitterness. These are the things that neutralize the presence of God. Say 2024. My Father in heaven, secure me against anything that will neutralize your presence in my life. Say, my Father in heaven, 2024, secure me. Let your presence secure me against anything that will neutralize your presence in my life. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure.
Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Let your presence secure. Secure your love. Secure your love. Secure your love. With your presence, your love. Let your presence secure your love. Let your presence secure your love. I can see anything. Oh, you don't want your presence, your love. I love your love. Let your presence, your love. Secure me. Secure me. Let your presence.
Amen.
Say, Lord,
I said, ready.
Create in
me
the consciousness. And the sensitivity of your presence. The consciousness and the sensitivity of your presence. The consciousness and the sensitivity of your presence. Create in me. 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 Sensitivity and the consciousness of your presence. The sensitivity and the consciousness of your presence. The sensitivity. Pray that prayer right now.
The sensitivity and the consciousness of your presence, O Lord. The consciousness and the sensitivity of your presence, O Lord. Create me. Create me. Create me. The sensitivity. The sensitivity and the consciousness, O Lord, of your presence, O Lord. Makata la baba, ilibosia kata, rakabala brade. Create me. The sensitivity and the consciousness, O God, of your presence, O Lord. Makata ya, rakabala brade, oria kabrade, rakabala baba. Create me, O Lord. Create me. Great to be
Let me tell you what is going to happen to some of you.
I've
just said it, but the Lord just gave me a scripture. This is some of the things when I'm saying
them.
I say, Lord, this one. This year, people are going to come to you and tell you things. Don't register any surprise. Don't say, hey. No.
Debbie.
Keep quiet. And listen. Because the presence of God is going to expose people. Do you know one time when Saul was chasing David? And David ran to Samuel in Ramah.
Now David should not call some whole Rama or no.
Saul sent a detachment of an army. Because Rama there was the school of the prophet.
Now Rama hono aye nkomchefo achirechire bia.
When the soldiers got there,
asona funu do hono.
They started prophesying.
Obiase ese nkom.
They were sent to go and arrest David.
Yes, mo msom kwachi David.
But they started prophesying.
Na so okoshe nkom ho.
And probably, do you know what they may be prophesying? As I was meditating and the Holy Spirit was dropping, they were actually saying what they came to do. We were sent to come and arrest you.
Yes,
This is a meeting that Saul had with us. This year, your enemies are going to tell you what they were sent to come and do. This year, people will come to church here and they will start prophesying.
If your session comes,
me obey ye,
me
obey ye,
me
obey ye, so so and so. They will start prophesying.
If your session comes, kaya basoko tuandi.
This year, people will meet you and they will tell you,
no make I trouble.
I am behind your troubles, but I have not succeeded. I have not succeeded. Another army detachment was sent.
They
also prophesied. The third group was sent. They also prophesied. Now, King Saul himself. He said, why is that when they go, they don't come back?
I didn't know what one summer.
Then he also went. Immediately he got
there.
He didn't just prophesy. He removed all his clothes.
Oh, in Italian,
he was lying there naked.
That's what the hard
idea. In fact, the others prophesied for only some hours.
Now, there was some comment on Shura.
But he saw. He lay on the ground naked. And prophesied for the whole day. Look, this year, your enemies are going to lie down before you. The presence of God is going to expose
Amen.
Them and cause them to prophesy.
Amen.
Look, this year, you are going to know the source of your problem. You are going to know the power. Beloved,
I don't know.
These were not the things I wanted us to pray about. These were not the things I wrote. But look at the way the Holy Spirit has
led
us. Rise up and let's thank God and take our offering. Let's just thank the Lord right now. It has already started with me. The things I have not planned. Those are the things now we are praying and we are
declaring.
I am telling you, it has already started with me. This year,
2024.
Look, let the presence of God That is around me. That is
around me.
Deliver my finances into my hand.
Amen.
Let the presence of God around me draw my finances, draw my customers, draw my businesses, draw my customers, draw my contracts. Let the presence of God I can hear a voice saying, the presence of God is going to command some people concerning you. The presence of God is going to tell them, why don't you try this person also?
I don't want so in so angry.
Why don't you remember this person?
And I want Kai as same as
in the moment they contact you.
Now,
you are going to neutralize anybody they have ever met in life. You will become their discovery in life. And they will be saying, where have you been? Where have you been? Where have you been? Why didn't we know you? Why didn't we discover you? Let the presence of God manifest that in your life now. Manifest that in your life now. Manifest that in your life now. Manifest that in your life. Listen to me. 2024. The presence of God is going to usher you into governmental circles. He's going to usher you into the circles of the great. Say, Lord, 2024. Let your presence usher me into the presence of the great. Into the company of the great. Declare.
Amen.
I want us to do a test right now.
I will say yes, I'll be sabrin.
From now to Sunday, before you come to church on Sunday.
If it's sabrin, copy question and send away question. I'm sorry.
Say, Lord,
I say already.
I know your presence has come.
In himself, when you may sign him by my name.
But from today to Sunday.
Let
your presence do something in my life that I've never experienced before. Let your presence solve a problem that has never been solved. Let your presence give a solution that has never come. Let your presence open a door that has never opened. Let your presence bring healing that has never come. Let your presence do something in my life that has never happened. As a testimony to your presence, declare that right now. Declare that right now. Declare that right now.
Yes,
so Leander da Bali and Bully and da da Bajan delivered Macamba, he handed a lava Macandilibia. Liamba Bali and delivered Masu Kambali and da da Bajan delivered Macamba Lihanda. Liambuli and the
Yasula, 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 Makata, Ataya, Ate, Yabosiada, Rekabando, Masiatalaba, Rekabaya, Tarabasu, Bali, and
Amen.
If you want to know where Saul prophesied, 1 Samuel 19.
From verse 1 to 24, going.
Say, Lord, let your presence manifest my finances.
Say,
2024, I want to handle money I've never handled before. Say, these hands want to handle money. Want to receive checks that it has never received before. Let the presence of the Lord make it to happen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.